Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know, maybe it will, I don't know, inspire or teach, you know, not to run or be scared of what may or may not happen, you know. Certainly, I think of my sons and those ball players, you know, that I'm in charge of at the school, that they'll say, like, crap, coach wasn't scared. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, sometimes there is doubt, and it's real. The guaranteed safe bet is to not go for it. The other one is, shoot, let's see what happens.
Philip Rivers went ahead and reset that Hall of Fame clock. Playing yesterday for the Colts, and they almost did it as two touchdown underdogs in Seattle, but they end up losing 18-16. Not much in the way of statistics. 120 passing yards for Rivers, but they were in the game. Seattle, I don't know, you saw more of it than I did, apparently. Just couldn't do much on offense yesterday.
Right. Neither side really could, but Rivers did, he threw a touchdown pass. I saw him take a big hit later on in the game. He finished the game, which I'm not being cheeky like that.
He left the game with the lead.
44 years old, yeah, sure. He survived, and I wouldn't want to go so far as to say flourished because again, it was a pretty modest offensive game on both sides. But you know, if they're looking for someone to just be steady and not make any mistakes, I think they got that yesterday mostly out of him.
8% now, though, to make it. Is that enough to play him again? They already said they're going to.
Right.
Home to San Francisco, the Colts, next. And they can't lose, apparently, San Francisco. 10-4. Have you heard anything about them all year? Brandon Ayuk just like not going to play. That never ended up happening. They leave the team or something. But like much like the Patriots, they have the easy schedule and have taken advantage.
Right, I think they did something with like the non-football something list, and Kyle Shanahan was asked about it and said, I haven't seen him in a very long time. That was it. Like that was his explanation. Was,
who?
You know, we put him on that list because I never see him. So if he's supposed to be like rehabbing or efforting to get back or something, he's doing it on his own time somewhere else, it seems like. Maybe not there.
Not great.
I had read a couple weeks ago an accounting of like he's there, he comes there and does everything real early before everyone else shows up, which, you know, isn't ideal either, but it's different than not never being around.
I guess. You're such a stickler.
Yeah.
Nick is with us. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show. We're leaving 2 days for Buffalo sports here. You know, Bill's showing that, you know, we can overcome some adversity and still play like the East Division champions. And then the Sabres also firing the world's biggest loser, Kevin Adams, is pretty awesome. Kind of question I had with the current playoff bracket likelihood, they're now probably going to face the Jaguars, the Bills, and then the Pats, and then the Broncos or the Chargers. And I don't really see how it's, you know, not our year to get past the AFC Championship. And, you know, if we don't, does Bean finally pull the trigger? We get rid of McDermott.
Bean is not pulling any trigger on McDermott. Bean does not get to pull a trigger on McDermott. No, it just won't. That, forget about their job titles. If anything is going to happen to the two of them, I think McDermott holds the power, not Bean.
Touche. Another D I had, kind of for the Sabres and Bills, is do we get Josh Allen to knock up Peyton Krebs so we can get him off?
Oh, man. Okay, thanks, buddy. You don't know, and you probably don't care, but in my experience, and I think Bulldog would corroborate this, the longer somebody stays on hold, the more likely it's going to be nonsense.
Sure. Yeah.
And there are times when people will be on hold like the whole day because there gets to be a tipping point where, like, I know we've changed the subject four times. I know this person really just wants to be on more than they really want to contribute or ask something.
Right.
And sometimes they'll all just,
all right, well, let's
see
what happens.
I don't want the email. Right? I don't want the grief. Right. Go ahead. It's not going to be my fault if you're dumb or weird. Like, just let that can be funny to other people. Maybe we'll just do it. And this is one of those times.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Saturday, there are two games. Philadelphia, right. Washington.
Yep.
And then Packers, Bears in Chicago. So we're to that time of year, two games on Saturday. And I was listening to Bet Sweats this morning, and they pointed out, because the college playoffs start this weekend, maybe even Friday night.
I think there is a game Friday night, yeah.
Saturday, there are three playoff games, but the one on paper anyway, the one good one, is at noon, which is Miami and Texas A&M.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Sure.
So that isn't up against the NFL. But the other two games are the two, like James Madison, Oregon is one, and Tulane and somebody is one. Like, they're big spreads. They're actually college football playoff games, though.
All right.
Involving James Madison.
Yeah, Friday night we get Alabama and Oklahoma.
No NFL on against that.
If you want it. Yeah, and then Saturday.
I definitely want it.
Yeah, Saturday early, you just said this, right? Miami and Texas A&M. Is the early game Saturday.
Right. And the point is that the two games in the playoff later on Saturday have the competition of the NFL, but the games are not likely to be close. Who does Tulane play?
Tulane's got Ole Miss.
And you know that because that's not a team in New York State, so it comes up on your fan.
I'm just looking at my ESPN app to see the whole schedule.
Respect.
James Madison and Oregon is Saturday night.
That line is like 21. So you're watching the NFL over those games?
Yes.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll watch Miami in the afternoon.
I'll probably go out and watch that at lunchtime and enjoy that and then go home and watch the NFL games. The NFL games are good enough games, too. But, you know, I think you're going to – Green Bay, Chicago certainly qualifies.
That's big.
That's really big. Yeah, Philadelphia, Washington should be a walkover. But yeah, that's 5 o'clock and 8:20. So yeah, you got plenty of time for that noon game on Saturday.
All right.
Even a little, you know, you can watch the first half of Ole Miss Tulane, but you know, it's probably going to be pretty one-sided ultimately.
There's even time for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah.
On Saturday. Yep. And the Sabres play too at night. Yes. So Thursday night this week is Rams Seahawks.
That's first place in that division.
Very big. That's the one seed, I think, in the NFC is that winner. I mean, if it's the Rams, they've beaten Seattle once. So I think they'd be in great shape for that. I haven't spent very much time on the NFC, but it's very similar. Just close, top heavy, very similar. And most of the playoff spots are pretty much decided with 3-4 games to go. Would you say that too about the NFC?
Yeah, Carolina really hurt themselves yesterday with that loss. I mean, they could still catch Tampa. They're tied with Tampa now at 7-7, and they play still twice, right? I think those two teams play like this week and then the closing week.
Sounds right.
Of the season. They wouldn't be playing back-to-back weeks, so that's got to be that. There's only three games left,
yep.
And I'm pretty sure they have the two left. So that is still, you know, TBD, but only one of those is going to make it, you'd assume at this point, because seven right now is already 9-4-1. That's Green Bay.
Carolina's other game is against the Seahawks. Tampa's is against the Dolphins in between the two games against each other. So Thursday night, Rams-Seahawks, that's very tasty. Sunday night is Patriots-Ravens. We already touched on the doubleheader on Saturday. Sunday night is Patriots-Ravens. And then Monday night is San Francisco-Indianapolis, or did they flip that?
That is still, as of now, it's not going to change at this late date. That's Monday night game.
So we're getting Rivers on Monday night.
Right. All right. Yeah.
I'll watch.
Me too. I like all these.
I might not watch if it were the Raiders.
I don't really care about Philadelphia and Washington much, but at least and Jalen.
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. Sorry, thank you. I said his first name wrong, which is why I think I got stuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's shut down. So that you know, Philadelphia Washington is not great, but those other two, the Thursday night game is 2-11-3 teams battling, like you say, for the one. Green Bay Chicago's for top spot in that division. That's real tasty.
I don't think I want to bother with the Eagles anymore though either.
Right.
Just not fun.
No.
Annoying. That's a game yesterday I'm glad to have missed. The Raiders and the Eagles. I don't like any of it.
Did you notice that game was... I saw a final on that by 3:40, if not sooner.
Yes.
It was the fastest NFL game. I cannot believe how fast that game went.
The Raiders have done this a couple of times this year where the game in Kansas City that they lost. Like the one game where the Chiefs just cruised was against Vegas.
Yeah.
Their offense is so bad that they're just... It's just punting and backup quarterbacks were in that game against Kansas City by the end of the third quarter. It was just like give up.
Yeah.
The Raiders had 75 yards of offense yesterday.
Wow.
That's one good drive for a team.
That's right. That's a scoring drive.
Yeah.
That's an 11 play 6-minute drive.
Yeah. That was their entire offense yesterday, was 75 yards. And that Chief game earlier in the season was something like that, where they had three first downs or something like that. Just really, really poor. Sal will join us at 5 to get back to Bills Patriots. We might even do that before he joins us. 803-0550 for your calls. It is Football Monday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.